having heard the great podcast by Martin Connolly's daughter, they leave the bit in the start in where they discuss what they're going to do.
Oh, Ruthie, me and my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we... Oh, we're not as good.
No. We haven't been in the Sunday Times. Should we do the intro?
Yeah, yeah.
Episode 30.
Oh, we're going to have to... you know what? If we could, if we're allowed music on YouTube, we could play Celebrate. Oh, no, Celebrate by Kid Rock, which is also this year's WrestleMania theme.
Oh, no. Well, I tell you what, we'll just do that as the intro, because it is episode 30 of Proper Sport Does WWE.
Hello, everyone.
Tom McGuire's over there. I am Richard Short. I'm wearing a very nice red T-shirt.
Yeah, Viper.
Viper, not Piper Niven.
You're going to have to show us.
Do you want me to walk over to the camera?
Yeah, so this is great audio for the audio listeners. But Richard has a T-shirt that's Super Mario inspired. It says Princess Viper, no rescuing necessary.
I don't know if it's Super Mario might sue them, so I don't know.
Well, it's inspired is what I'm saying, yeah.
Inspired, yeah.
Obviously, Mario's got the heart eyes, Bowser's crying, and Princess Peach is a bit curvier. It's a cool T-shirt.
Is it?
I like
That's
it.
That's good then.
I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't buy it myself.
I don't know what's cool and what's not anymore, so, you know, because I'm old. But...
You as well old.
There you go. Let's talk WWE and what's been going on. As ever, we start with what happened on Raw last week. What happened on Raw last week?
The main thing to take away from it. What is it?
None of the people were on it. Brock Lesnar wasn't on it. Ronda Rousey wasn't on it.
Roman Reigns
was on it, but then he got suspended. Why was Shane McMahon sat backstage at Raw when he's the SmackDown commissioner?
Funny that, isn't it?
He could be like tampering with contracts and stuff.
Yeah. I think the main thing is obviously Roman Reigns' suspension, but the fact the way they did it actually was very intriguing.
Yeah.
But it's quite clear what they're trying to do. Let's go back to Roman's promo. He's talking to Kurt, and he's saying, oh, you know, I know what he's like. He's Vince's golden boy. He's Vince's boy. The irony of it, we all know, it didn't wash over us, but it still makes a good, compelling, television. It was just the way that he was saying it. And then the camera following him through the curtain, which is quite cool. Yes. Now, we've all seen what it looks like backstage. We all know what it looks like. But on live, on telly, it was very bold. I liked it.
And then he went into Mr. McMahon's office. And
where they oiled each other up.
Yeah.
And
then Vince said, he's suspended temporarily, or whatever he said.
Yeah. Well, obviously, he came out. What I like is he came out, spoke to the wonderful Renee Young, and then was making out like he was going somewhere when he came out, but then goes back in the room. what do you think about this whole Roman Reigns suspension thing and the fact that they're selling it as a shoot that Brock isn't showing up?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's not going to work, is it? Because everyone's not going to cheer Brock Lesnar. The things have changed from WrestleMania 20 when him and Goldberg got booed because everyone knew they were leaving.
Well, on the Goldberg 24, I never knew this. During the match, you know, like they're mouthing off before. Goldberg can be heard on one of the, and this is on the WWE 24. He says, and we can swear it's a podcast, but if you are easily offended, close your ears. Fuck these people.
Yeah.
Fuck them. And then they had the match.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So. So that's, I don't think they can do anything to stop the WrestleMania crowd cheering Brock Lesnar.
No.
So that was followed by a Romanless edition of Monday Night Raw. Sasha Banks beats Sonya Deville. I'm just reading this off the website. You can do this yourself at home. The Raw Tag Team Division attacked Sheamus and Cesaro. Because they haven't got any particular opponents for the WrestleMania card. So they'll probably have a massive tag team match. Oh, they won't. No, they won't. I'll come to that in a bit. John Cena did his promo because he's got no road to WrestleMania.
I don't like this.
Big match John. He ain't going to WrestleMania.
I don't like this. Because I wanted this match a few months ago. I was fine with it. But we're wanting it. Ideally, I said this a couple of weeks ago. It's maybe two, 3 years too late.
Yeah.
And when John came out last week, he kind of joked about it. Edge has come out on his podcast and said that he didn't like he felt it was hokey, and I completely agree with him. That word sums it up perfectly for me. John Cena, don't get me wrong, if you're a new listener, you might be thinking, oh, it's fake, whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We like compelling story. You know, it'd be like if you were watching Emmerdale and it were crap. And the way that John Cena was acting, in my opinion, it was crap. Oh. It wasn't good. And, you know, this could be arguably one of your best matches. One that could be looking, that you could look at years down the line.
Yes.
Never mind the one with Rock and all that. This could be a good one. And it just seems like, you know, and maybe it's because he's on his own and, you know, working this feud. So we'll see. But I want a bit more, less jokey and hokey Cena. A bit more serious. And again, he just talks so much. Far too much. Bit like myself.
So that was followed by Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins. That was all right.
Are we not going to talk about the announcement, the huge announcement, or is that a separate part?
Kid Rock being in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, no, not even that.
All right, go on.
About the, obviously on Raw, they were making a big deal of it. I've noticed, I think they deleted the video announcing the Fabulous Moolah Royal. We'll come on to that.
Oh, so I was going
to
start the podcast. Oh, I was going to say this is the official Fabulous Moolah Memorial podcast. Oh, is this now the Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal Memorial podcast?
Too many memorials. I think that's a segment in of itself. We'll come on to that maybe after SmackDown, yeah? Okay. But yeah, Kid Rock's in the Hall of Fame.
What happens to the trophy? That's the other question. Yeah, so Kid Rock's in the Hall of Fame. Who cares? Finn Balor and Seth Rollins, we're going to see them again at WrestleMania anyway with The Miz.
Again, they're two solid workers. They're very good.
Asuka beat Mickey James. That was good. Nia Jax, her babyface turn continues.
That was a bit poor, wasn't it?
The thing is,
I said
this before, it's difficult to have her as a sympathetic babyface because she's big and Alexa Bliss is small.
Right.
And it doesn't work as a David and Goliath in reverse because she should beat everyone, shouldn't she?
Yeah. Then be Oscar.
Picked on her feelings and stuff. Yeah, but Asuka's awesome, isn't she?
I think the thing that they're trying to probably do is the fact that, you know, all people have feelings, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't body shame people and such.
Which is weird, because when you look
when they had Mickey James on before, they had all the Piggy James stuff with years ago. But that's in the days before body shaming and be a star and stuff.
right. Yeah, I think obviously we're going to get Nia versus Alexa.
Yeah, at Mania.
You're not sold on it, but I think it could be a good match.
Yeah.
You see, something that noise sums it up for you.
Yeah. Matt Hardy faces Bray Wyatt tonight at the Wyatt Hardy compound thing with all the stuff. And Braun Strowman won a battle royal. It's only a couple weeks ago we mentioned that battle royal at WrestleMania 13 or whatever it was when Test and D'Lo Brown won. And now Braun Strowman is going to fight the tag team champion.
Yeah.
Who's going to be his partner?
He's not going to have one, is he?
I don't know, he could have one. Like
Elias?
What happened to that bull thing?
Elias?
Torito, is he still around?
No. Maybe Elias, I don't know. But I think the point is he's going to be the first person to hold the tag team titles alone.
Yeah, but that's rubbish, isn't it?
It's absolutely awful.
Rick Steiner did that anyway in WCW.
Yeah, but that doesn't exist in WWE, apart from on the network.
Yeah. So that was Raw.
It was 3 hours.
Yeah, and stuff happened. SmackDown was 2 hours and stuff happened.
Not as much.
No. AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura did a thing. One said, I'm going to win at WrestleMania. And the other said, no, I'm going to win at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it wasn't compelling.
No. And then the AJ Styles beat Rusev. On Rusev Day as well.
Of all the days.
The Bludgeon Brothers beat the wacky tag team partners who can't get along, Jimmy Uso and Big E.
Big E's really good, isn't he? In wrestling and also just the way he talks. So came out and he was... I don't know who was interviewing him backstage. And it was really... It was good. It was good the way he spoke. And then Jimmy comes out of nowhere.
Was it Dasher?
I don't know, Rich. I'm sorry.
Interchangeable interview woman.
Maybe. But it was... He speaks well, does Big E. And I think that, you know... Maybe it's time for them to consider maybe splitting him up because he'll do well on his own is what I think I'm suggesting. But then again...
Well, he should have done before and they didn't capitalise on it. After we saw at the start of the program someone from South of America the Southern States of America have an interview with someone from Japan, we had Charlotte Flair and Asuka in the same thing. That's all that happened.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that Asuka doesn't really need to speak, but she's done a lot of speaking the past few weeks, hasn't she?
What I don't understand is At the end of that segment, yeah. Randy Orton just walks out. Why can't they just go to a break and then Randy Orton come out?
I don't know.
Jinder Mahal beat Bobby Roode to Excitus for the three-way at WrestleMania, which probably is going to be the time to go to the loo.
Oh, bit harsh, but very true.
Yeah. Carmella, greatest of all time, beat Naomi.
I forgot that. Sorry, yeah.
That happened. She still hasn't cashed in the briefcase. And Shane McMahon got beaten up because he said he's going to leave for a bit.
Well, it's basically the reason he's going to leave for a bit is so that he can, I don't know, somehow be a competitor at Mania.
Sammy Yep and Kevin Yep beat him up.
Yes, but how good was that?
It was
beating?
Great. Yeah,
really
yeah.
good.
This is the thing about Shane; he will always take a beating. So that was good.
It was the in particular. He sold it well. The chair spot, and then I thought they were done, but no, the backstage shenanigans continued, and onto that metal thing, which looked like it hurt. So I've been very critical of SmackDown, especially of Shane as well, but very good from them. Very good stuff.
So,
and you know what? That three-way might actually be all right.
Well, you can guarantee that the start of SmackDown this week will be...
Well, they've already said he's going to be back.
Yeah, but I mean the opening promo of the show.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to address it. He's going to address it, yeah.
And that was SmackDown, which was only 2 hours, so it's got an hour less of stuff.
It wasn't the... Again,
well,
it's
period,
seems a bit
slow. We're in a period where we all know everything that's going to happen at WrestleMania, don't we?
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing.
No.
But it's just a matter now of waiting to see what will happen.
Did you watch NXT this week?
No. What did I miss on NXT?
Well, Dunn versus Cole.
Yes.
Good match.
Right.
Interesting finish as well. Strong coming out and obviously the Undisputed Era.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that match again. I really do. Very good. And the main thing to probably take away, obviously, Black and Almas signed the contract signing. Almas wasn't there, but Zelina Vega was.
Yep.
And then Candice LeRae came out.
Yep.
So we might be getting a match between them two. Candice is really good, actually.
Yeah.
You know, in the same way as Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, he's just likeable. Yes. You know what I mean? So that's something that we should be keeping an eye out for. And then obviously the Dusty Rhodes Memorial Classic. I think that's wrong. The Dusty Rhodes Classic Tag Team Tournament. It rolls on.
Of course it rolls on. Shame that Mustache Mountain aren't in it anymore. But
Well, Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
And I was reading this on YouTube, and I have no idea if this is right or wrong. I've not done any research, so I take it completely. But I was reading...
Who needs research?
There was the video of Pete... of Tyler Bate.
Yeah.
Injured or something.
With his leg,
and he was getting looked after. Yeah. This is it. He's not medically cleared for the classic.
Yeah. Oh.
And I was looking at. There we are. This was it. Well, this explains what's coming up in the NXT the next few weeks. Also, he is not hurt. He's getting punished for committing some indie dates rather than going somewhere WWE wanted him to.
Oh, yeah, someone said that before. Yeah.
I
like the thing Trent Seven does where he rolls into the ring.
Oh, he's great, isn't it?
I don't know why.
He's so good. And you know something? I've been a big fan of Trent Seven ever since the tournament, the UK tournament. He's not a young man.
No.
So I hope he gets some more time to shine.
That was all that happened on telly this week, then.
Right. So we're going to talk a lot more news, but let's talk the main news of the week, which was of course
the memorial. Fabulous move.
Right.
Have they made the trophy?
I can't remember.
Because it was on the graphic, there was a trophy with her on the top of it.
If they have, what do they do with it?
Just bin it off.
Okay, so if you knew, and I doubt if you are listening to a wrestling podcast, I'm assuming you've probably got an idea of what's going on. But if you've not, there was going to be a Memorial Battle Royal featuring all the women that aren't in the matches on the card.
And it's still happening.
Yeah. But it was named the Fabulous Moolah Memorial Battle Royal. Yeah. Similar to the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And there's been some allegations out there about her. I've not read up on them. I don't really want to know about them. But from what I've heard, they're very, very damning.
Yes.
But again, this is allegations.
Yeah.
We're not saying anything. But Richard...
But as we know, you can't libel the dead. So.
No. Richard.
Yes.
How come WWE didn't think that through?
Because they don't. But the key is, of course, is the fact that Snickers complained. If Snickers hadn't complained, it'd just been geeks on the internet, they wouldn't have been bothered, would they? But people, you know, perhaps would not pay money. And that is the key to this whole thing. So they've changed it. They should just call it the China Battle Royal.
You did suggest last week. Well, you've actually said that more than one occasion.
I mean, all they would have found out is drugs and porn. But, you know, that's most of the WWE roster anyway. In the past, not now, obviously. Wellness policy and all that. Speaking of the women, there's not really much else we can say about that. It's just funny to see them climb down on it. And Stephanie's statement on Twitter about, you know, we listen to the fans. No, you don't. You listen to the sponsors. WWE this week on the WWE.com website published a list of the 10 greatest women's matches in history. Right. So if you think they've just mentioned the Fabulous Moolah, she goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. Because she was the world champion for 50 years or something ridiculous, 27 years. This top 10 list of matches, only two of them come from the pre-Women's Revolution stroke NXT era.
Oh, I bet one of them's Trish Lita.
Yep. You won't guess the other one probably, but yeah, Trish Lita's on there. And the other one is Alundra Blaze versus Bull Nakano from SummerSlam 94. But there's no other matches before then. Not even Fabulous Moolah double-crossing Wendy Richter to win the world title. Or even Wendy Richter winning it at WrestleMania 1 with Cyndi Lauper and all that jazz. But it's all like Charlotte versus Bayley and Paige versus Emma and that kind of
thing. What's top?
I think it's just, I don't know if it's a list of these are in order, but the top one is Sasha versus Bayley at Brooklyn, so it probably is.
Brooklyn. Yeah. Was Brooklyn the second one? It might have been the first.
I think it was the first.
Don't matter. But either way, that's a good solid match. Yeah.
It was, yeah. It's just amusing that they've got this whole list and only two of them are from before the last couple of years.
Yeah, but to be fair, I watched, what did I watch? I watched Survivor Series 2003.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when women's wrestling was a bit rubbish then, wasn't it?
I was watching things like Round That, and then I was on YouTube, and I was watching all sorts of things, like DX in 2006, things like that.
Oh, that was,
and so you're watching DX go through the women's locker room, and you just hear...
What, like CM Punk?
I don't know, you've taken me aback there. It's just one of those things where Triple H is like, you know, leaning up and he's going, hey guys, and all this. It's just damning. And then like John Cena talking to the women backstage, and it's like Candice, Michelle or someone who's going, I know you think Kurt Angle sucks, but do I do? Or something. It's like, right, so you can't really pretend that these things didn't happen, WWE. You've not always been the pioneer behind sort of the empowerment of women. You know what I mean? They need to realise that they're only just kind of making up for where they've gone wrong in the past.
See, and this is if you watch Royal Rumble 88, you can see this match. The Jumping Bomb Angels, which is a weird name, but they were Japanese, so you know what WWE is like. They were very, very good. They were far ahead of their time. Right. I'm surprised they haven't put them in the list and stuff like that. But it's a WWE list. I don't know why I mention it, really. It's not really that important. Have you got a piece of news? Then I'll do a piece of news.
Okay, so we're back to the news.
News.
This week in the news. CM Punk. I'm going to start with CM Punk. he's revealed, of course, that he's going to make his return to the UFC Octagon, UFC 225. And I think his opponent hasn't been announced, of course, yet. But negotiations are underway. Dana White has mentioned to the media that Punk's next fight should probably take somewhere away from where it's been before. And he'll try and finally get his first win in the UFC.
Yes.
Keen to see that. Richard, your news.
His second attempt. According to WWE Magazine, they've leaked out a list of people who are going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. One of those in the list that hasn't been announced yet is the world's strongest man, Mark Henry.
When was Mark's last match?
I don't know. It seems a while ago now. I don't know. I think he's one of those people like Christian who never officially retired properly but has retired. It is what it is, the Hall of Fame, we know that. But, yeah, Mark Henry, that primary he did when he beat up John Cena when he pretended to retire.
Pink jacket.
That was awesome.
Very good. Just compelling.
So, in the world of the WWE Hall of Fame, that's Hall of Fame worthy in and of itself.
Apparently, you made a last televised appearance on the 25th anniversary of Raw.
There you go.
Not in a match.
I can't remember. But then they had a million people on that program, didn't they?
Hang on. His final match, this is according to Wikipedia, so you know it's true.
Yeah.
His final match was the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania 33. Made a televised return on 25th anniversary of Raw. When you look back at his history, he made it as a comedy stuff.
Yeah.
He was great with his, like, was it called the Hall of Pain gimmick?
Yeah, he was the father to a hand.
Yeah, and he was always just a solid worker whenever you needed someone big.
Sexual chocolate.
Nation.
Yeah.
I think that's a great... Well, great choice stuff, for the Hall of Fame. But it's one of those things. You know when Edge got inducted the year after he'd retired?
Yeah.
Do you not think, it'd be great. Would it be more meaningful if he did it like 10 years later, 20 years later?
Probably, but they run out of people, don't they, to put in.
Yeah.
It's the Hall of Fame, it is what it is.
True. Yeah, but, you know. But I like Mark. Well done, Mark.
Have you got any more news, or do you want some more news?
So I've got one, two, three. I think three more pieces of news. We'll keep going. Wow. We'll keep doing this back and forth.
I've only got one more.
Apparently Batista... has turned down.
Batista, Big Dave.
Has turned down the Hall of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, he's been on the slate for a while now with rumours about him coming earlier this year, but apparently they were spot on because it turns out that Big Dave has rejected the chance to put on his tux. But there's apparently no like animosity between him and WWE. It's simply a case that the movie star doesn't believe he's finished in WWE. But whenever he does talk about it, he's usually talked about like if he'll come back and everything and, you know, things like that. So,
Speaking of going through the locker room, elsewhere, the Greatest Royal Rumble coming up in Saudi Arabia. This is on the Observer site. I only just read this now. 7 title matches on the show, which immediately says there's too many titles in WWE, which are the WWE, Universal, Intercontinental, US, and Cruiserweight titles, along with both tag team titles, but neither women's title is on the list. In Saudi Arabia. Roman Reigns said in an interview, he believes it will be on the network.
Yes, that was one of the pieces of news I was going to bring you. But no, it's cool. We expected it to be fair, didn't we?
There's no reason not to, is there?
You'd hope not.
How many more pieces of news have you got then? Because I've got one more. I've got one more piece of news. This is not good news coming up, by the way.
I've definitely got one more piece. And that is, of course, the latest regarding Daniel Bryan. And we've talked about this so many times over the past year. The rumours that he might be in WrestleMania 34's match, in a match at WrestleMania 34 and things like that, continue to persist. He's talked openly in interviews about it. But he's come out and he says, I don't know. I don't think they know. I think it depends on whether or not I get cleared. As of this moment, as of today, I am not cleared from WWE. Now, he concludes with, how everything is, there is one way to go if I don't get cleared, and then there's another way to go if I am cleared. I'm hoping to be cleared, but I don't know which way it goes. Put it this way, I think he will wrestle again, but if it's not in the WWE... wherever. Imagine if he was on All In.
Could be. You don't listen to Wrestling Observer Radio because you don't subscribe, but you should do, because on a Monday, when they review Raw and stuff, you also get Dave Meltzer reviewing Being the Elite, which is one of the highlights of the week.
But you're not even... You
I don't watch it, but I know what's happening because he explains it. It's very funny.
Well, Dave likes anything that's not WWE, don't I, anyway?
Well,
I'm going off a bit of Dave Meltzer, to be honest.
Why?
Just strikes me as very negative. I know we can all be negative, but he's very negative, I think. And I don't understand why he's just the only source ever.
Because everyone trusts him. Here's the other exciting piece. Not good news for Five Star Wrestling. You know, they're on Free Sports, whatever it's called. They didn't make the top 10 programmes in February. I don't know how much they're paying Rey Mysterio and Rob Van Dam.
Won't be enough. It won't be.
And the arenas
cheap.
And everything else and the TV coverage. But the lowest ranked of the top 10 programmes on Free Sport was some College Rugby Union, University Rugby Union, which was watched by 16,300 viewers, which means less than that watched the professional wrestling.
Oh, no. Well, to be fair, I always said I was going to try and give it a chance. I just haven't got round to it.
It's coming to Leeds in a few weeks.
Is it, though?
Well, it should be. I'm working, but if we can get free tickets, I doubt it. Yeah, hello, Free Sport. 5 Star. No, we just said you've got no viewers. We'll get you some viewers.
We'll get you a viewer.
Come on the show.
Yeah, I tell you what, do I not, actually, yeah.
Oh, I tell you what we should say. We should say congratulations to Liam O'Rourke, because he was a guest on the programme last year, and his book, Crazy Like a Fox, won the Wrestling Observer Book of the Year.
Oh, well done. Well done. Have you finished reading it?
I've still not finished reading it yet, no. I'll bring it in for you when I do.
Well, I, if you've not caught it yet, our chat with him, Richard speaks to him, like half an hour, innit?
Yeah.
It's a brilliant chat about Brian Pillman, his career, the book. And if you're, you know, if you're interested in that sort of thing, absolutely go check it out. It's one of our previous episodes of Proper Sport Does WWE.
Can't remember which one, but it's another.
It's definitely, and it's called basically something along, because it was to do with Paige's return,
yeah,
and that one. So go check it out if you're interested in Brian Pillman.
Yeah, and that's all my news anyway.
That's pretty much it. That is the news.
I don't know. I don't think there's nothing much has happened on Raw or SmackDown to really talk about, unless there's something glaringly obviously missed. But I don't think there is.
I don't think there's anything too major that we're missing, but no. Of course, as ever, get in touch at Proper Sport. Yeah. If we are missing anything, thank you very much for joining us.
Match of the week, because we're doing WrestleMania matches up until...
Well, oh, that Mania, reminds me. That was what I asked you.
Oh, yeah, what?
Last week, I asked you to come to the table.
I can't remember.
Right. I asked you to come to the table with a match that is non-main event WrestleMania, right, that you enjoy. The most, probably.
Well, one that you could put on that list, because I'm going to mention it now, is WrestleMania 9, which is widely admitted as the worst WrestleMania ever. But Steiner Brothers versus the Headshrinkers, which was the second match on the card, was quite a very good, hard-hitting tag-team match. Both, of course, teams who had come from WCW straight the NWA. So we were different from the usual WWF style of tag team wrestling at that point in history. And it's just a nice little contest in a bizarre setting, because, of course, it's outside at Caesar's Palace. I'd have to have a think about best... still have a think about best non-main event matches.
I mentioned this last week.
You could say Bret Hart and Steve Austin, but even though it was, you know, third from the top, it was still a main event match.
Yeah. I know there's things like, and I know it wasn't, what was the main event of WrestleMania 10?
It was Bret Hart versus Yokozuna.
Right.
But the ladder match was like the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you look at that,
Bret, it was not... the opener, and that's another five-star match.
But those are two examples of non-main event matches that are Stonewall classics.
Yeah.
So those ones... And I know they were selling Punk at Taker as the main event. That's a great one for me recently. So there's so many great matches. But we'll talk about more of them, I'm assuming, over because we're in WrestleMania season. What's your match of the week this week?
Steiner's versus Headshrinkers, WrestleMania 9.
Cool.
That's it. We're done.
There we go.
End of podcast.
Feels quick, this one.
Yeah, I think it's because there's not much to have to talk about.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. At Proper Sport, like, share, subscribe. We're on YouTube now, of course. And iTunes. Just as many clicks as you like. What else do you have to do? Do we get any more votes from people commenting?
Just be nice and enjoy things.
Yeah. Comment. Say that was rubbish. Your t-shirt.
Just be nice to people. Don't spit at that person on the bus.
Yeah. I hope Viper likes me wearing the t-shirt. I don't know if 37-year-old men are her target audience or not, to be honest. But.
And on that note,
bye.